The Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board voted last month to close Glenwood Elementary. It houses one of the few Mandarin language programs in the Triangle. The board will soon decide how to preserve it as students are reassigned to other schools. It's part of the district's larger rezoning process. As Liz Schlemmer reports, this has been hard on the Chinese American community in Chapel Hill.
That's Lucy Lewis's class when she was in first grade at Glenwood Elementary. Her mom, Molly Chen, often shares videos like this with Lucy's grandparents.
I send Lunar New Year videos of Lucy's classroom, singing songs in Chinese, celebrating Chinese New Year. And I think even my mom is, you know, just astonished by how incredible it is to see future generations have that.
Chen is Taiwanese-American. Growing up in California, as a child, she attended Saturday school to study Mandarin, but she isn't fluent herself. Now her daughter Lucy is picking it up quickly in Glenwood's dual language immersion program, where students spend half their time learning in Mandarin.
She would come home with songs and words and phrases, and hearing her speak to my own parents who, you know, speak Mandarin. That was an incredible thing to witness because, you know, I myself would have never imagined that I could teach my kids.
About half of Glenwood's nearly 400 students are in the immersion track with Lucy, and about half are in a world language track where they study Mandarin for 90 minutes a week. Chen says Glenwood has built a special community where all students celebrate Chinese culture. And now that community is very afraid of what happens next. Chen waited until after the decision to close the school was final to tell her daughter.
We did make sure to reassure her that it wasn't because the school is not wonderful and the teachers are not, you know, doing a good job or anything like that, right? But sometimes decisions are made because harder decisions are down the road.
The school board's decision was for financial reasons, to consolidate buildings and expenses because the district's enrollment is falling. District officials say they hope to keep both of the school's Mandarin tracks as students are relocated.
We've been very clear and upfront from the very beginning that the closure discussion was not about programs. The closure discussion was about the physical building.
That's the district spokesman, Andy Jenks.
So it's incumbent upon us as a district to look very thoughtfully and carefully in terms of how can we keep these programs as successful as they've been, but in our new reality with fewer students and one less building in the future.
This week, the school board is expected to vote on two options. One would move all the students from Glenwood Elementary into Rashkus Elementary and displace most of those students. The other option would separate the two Mandarin tracks and combine them with two other schools. Jenks says school board members have also raised the possibility of expanding the Mandarin offerings at those receiving schools if the tracks are split up.
Final decisions have not been made, but it has come up about how can we think creatively? How can we expand these programs? If they are so popular and there's evidence that a lot of families want this for their students, how do we make it available to more?
The Mandarin offerings at Glenwood are so sought after that some families move to the district just for their children to attend. That was the case for Guyan Zheng Miao's family, whose six-year-old son, Jokai, is in the immersion track.
I want him to have a sense of belonging, but also we don't want to only be surrounded by Chinese kids. That's not what we want.
Zheng Miao wanted her son to be in a diverse public school where Chinese heritage students also felt like they could belong, a place that accepts her child for his identity.
We want him to be able to honor that and be okay with being different and also, you know, stand up for anyone who is different and be able to embrace and welcome anyone who is different from himself.
Zheng Miao wants to stay in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools and make it work. But like many families, she's waiting to see what the school board decides next. With reporting from digital producer Eli Chen, I'm Liz Schlemmer, WUNC News.